Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from John's Gospel chapter 11, and we're reading verses 1 to 7.
Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea."
Our focus is on verse 6. He stayed where he was 2 more days. Jesus worked to his Father's timings. There was a bigger purpose in mind than simply helping Lazarus. The delay was not easy. 2 more days of Jesus waiting whilst his friends struggled with sickness and death. Accepting Father God's timing is not always easy and can, at times, be quite painful. But God can be trusted to bring hope instead of despair and glory instead of shame. All of us experience delays, often when we feel we need an immediate response from the Lord. It can seem as if things are getting worse rather than better, harder rather than easier. But our confidence can be in the one who, in all things, works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. It's his plan and his purpose, and therefore his timing. A prayer. Lord Jesus, when things don't run according to my timings, please help me to trust in you. When disappointments and failures are strewn along my path, please help me to trust you. Help me to rely on you for my salvation. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.